locally grown radio and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump is declaring the Gaza war over as he heads to the region to host a peace summit. It comes while Hamas prepares to release surviving hostages after 2 years in captivity. Our Tony DeCoppel begins team coverage from Tel Aviv.
Israel, it's been said, is breathing again, but still not easily. Today in Hostages Square, for example, we met Moshe Levy, whose family is preparing practically and emotionally to welcome home his brother-in-law, Omri Meron, a husband and father of two young daughters, one just 6 months old when Hamas took him into captivity. They haven't had an update on Omri's condition in more than a year. But after 737 days waiting, they hope that this night will be the last night without him.
Is the fear that when he comes back, they won't recognize him right away?
I think Ronnie, who is 4 years old, will recognize him. She remembers him very well.
With more on the hostages, here's our Deborah Pata.
Israeli officials say they expect the 20 living hostages to all be released early tomorrow morning. They'll be driven to an Israeli military base and reunited with their families before being taken to hospital. The Red Cross will also hand over all the bodies that can be located of loved ones killed in captivity.
Back here, a nor'easter is bringing coastal flooding and strong winds tonight and tomorrow, hitting New Jersey especially hard.
You know, just preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
He's in Ocean City, just south of Atlantic City. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
We've already seen some areas across New Jersey flooding with 2 to 3 feet of water already breaching some of those shore points. We're likely to see more of this ahead.
Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo were closed today due to the government shutdown. CBS's Turian Small with the latest.
U.S. senators are expected to vote on Tuesday for an eighth time on a resolution to reopen the government. The House, however, it remains in recess with no plans to reopen.
The streets of Chicago were packed with runners, all part of the Chicago Marathon.
The 47th annual Chicago Marathon drew runners and spectators from near
Park Ridge, Naperville, Illinois,
and far
from Germany,
Thailand,
Chihuahua.
Carmen Garban and her family are visiting from Mexico to support her husband. He's one of about 53,000 runners representing more than 100 countries.
I love being in a place where it doesn't matter where are you from, we are all here running or supporting someone. We are all the same here.
Carolina Garibe for CBS News Chicago.
A report just out says tropical coral reefs have become the first environmental system on Earth to pass the climate tipping point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5. WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
It's 60 at our studios.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching,
I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in those headphones. In the next hour, we're going old school, or old to new school. We're going to feature artists from the 60s, 70s, and 80s who had a moment or a couple of moments in the 90s. We got Van Halen, Tom Petty, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and Ozzy all on the way. We lead off with the lead single from the legends of AC/DC, their 12th studio album, Razor's Edge, from 1990. You know this one, Turn It Up, Thunderstruck. WFHR is Unlabeled.
mama, who never was around, but she grew up tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress, buy me a drink, sing me a song, take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Requested by Zoe and Stevens Point from 1993, produced by Rick Rubin, written and performed by Tom Petty, Last Dance with Mary Jane. Coming up, we'll hang out with Aerosmith, Ozzy, The Stones, and Beatles. For now, we stay in 1993 with Duran Duran's Ordinary World on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Turned on the lights Fiction or coincidence once prompted you to stay. Pride will tear us both apart. Well, now pride's gone out the window, cross the rooftops, run away.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the boys.
Fresh news from the bars. When it's all mixed up, better break it down. In the world of silence, in the world of sound. No sleep on dreaming, see the architects of life. Big bouncing babies, bread and butter, can I have a slice? They make no mention of the beauty of the of you.
state of grace. I don't believe in destiny or the guiding hand of fate. I don't believe in forever or love as a mystical state. Of a chance we can find someone to love and make it last. I make it last. I make it of a chance.
From their 91 release, Roll the Bones, Rush with Ghost of a Chance. Still got room on the tape for some Ozzy, Rolling Stones, and Beatles. Now some Aerosmith. And you ever wonder where that name came from? Well, Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer came up with the band's name, inspired by Harry Nilsson's album Aerial Ballet and a high school memory of writing A-E-R-O, Aerosmith, in his notebook. That's kind of cool. From 1993's Get a Grip, love the ending of this one. Aerosmith with Amazing on WFHR's Unlabeled.
I was wishing that I would die.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has departed the U.S. to visit Israel, where families of hostages held by Hamas are awaiting their release in exchange for Palestinians imprisoned in Israeli jails.
War is over. The war is over. Okay, you understand that?
Those releases are set to happen sometime in the morning. Modi Kristal is a Middle East corporate negotiator.
Hamas has an interest to secure the deal, at least this part of the hostages' release, and them getting back their prisoners.
A high-impact nor'easter is in effect, packing damaging winds, rain, and coastal flooding concerns. While across the country, snow, says CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
The Pacific Northwest, more winter storm warnings in effect where we have heavy snow from Montana, Idaho, Washington State. It's going to be down in the Sierras as we head into California.
Tron Ares has powered up the box office grid, taking the top spot this weekend. The Disney sci-fi earning $33.5 million. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of showers. We'll see a low around 52. Slight chance of a shower to start your Monday, then becoming sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 60s to near 70 degrees. Monday night, clear, 41. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60.
It's 60 at our studios.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
24 hours, babe, just waiting on a call.
Take away.
1994's Voodoo Lounge featuring Keith Richards on vocals through and through. Love that one. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Give me your requests. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM us on Facebook, Smoke Signals, Morse Code, whatever you got to do to get us your requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. Leave you with a song put together through old voice messages, former songs, willpower, and love. In 1995, we got something most never thought we would get again, a Beatles single. Here's Free as a Bird. Be good to each other, and we'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The war is over. Those words from President Trump while on Air Force One on his way to Tel Aviv.
I think people are... a lot of reasons why it's going to hold, but I think people are tired of it. It's been centuries, okay? Not just recent, it's been centuries. I think people are tired of it. Yeah, the ceasefire is going to hold.
In Hostage Square, the hope that 2 years of war will soon end and all hostages will be home.
As the anticipation for the end of this chapter of war, hopefully a new chapter of the State of Israel will begin, but also there's a lot of anxiety because there are still 28 families that do not know if they will be reunited with their loved ones.
Correspondent Deborah Patta hears from Gazans who are seeing their homes in rubble.
This was where Amal Abu Rabia used to live. They stole everything, she said. Even our memories. Rabia said she had an ordinary life,